It's just about time for Cincinnati theaters to kick their seasons back in gear, and this evening I'm visiting with Lynn Myers, producing artistic director at Ensemble Theater Cincinnati. The season at ETC will be off and running right after Labor Day with a production of The Legend of Georgia McBride, getting its regional premiere during September. The show got started in 2014 in a production in Denver, and it had a New York production about a year ago. So it will be a brand new show to most everybody in your audience, Lynn. What is it about, and what about the show made you decide that it was the perfect thing to open this season?
Well, we found out about a postcard from Denver Center when it was being workshopped out there, and it captivated Matt Holstege, who's our production manager, and Maya's attention. We looked at it and thought, this sounds great. So from that point forward, we started asking about it. And coincidentally, or not so coincidentally, Matthew Lopez is the writer who wrote The Whipping Man, which we did a few years ago. I think he is an extraordinary voice in contemporary theater. So we just tracked it and chased it, and there was just something about the title and the images that they put forward. And then the more I read about it, this idea of how you become more of who you are. In other words, how do we constantly have to evolve and change to become better people and better performers and better at life? So the idea of Casey having to transform from an Elvis impersonator to a drag queen to learn more about who he truly is a great story.
You staged Lopez's Whipping Man 4 years ago. That was a very serious, very heavy-duty show. I take it that this one is not so heavy-duty or serious.
No. It has a lot of boas in it and a lot of joy. It is a confection wrapped around a very interesting dilemma about sexual identity in our nation, but it is first and foremost a lovely, charming comedy, a comedy about people coming into their own and doing so in very funny, wonderful, and heartwarming ways. It's a little unusual for Ensemble to open a season with a lighthearted comedy with a social message underneath, of course. But as we go into this next stage of our existence, it seemed like exactly the right thing to do. Why not smile in September?
And you've put together a great cast for this show. Let's start with Michael Carr, who was an ETC intern a couple of years back. And he's going to be playing Casey, the character who needs to evolve. What does he bring to that role?
Well, Michael is just honest. He just has an honesty in his acting and his singing and his performance. I first met him when he was a student at CCM in drama. So I've known him now for several years, and it has been wonderful to watch Michael evolve and become a stronger, better performer, you know, from Hands on a Hard Body a few years ago to before that, Snow White. He has had quite a journey on the ETC stage. So it's a chance for him to shine and celebrate, I think, the actor he's becoming.
Yes, and there are already some actors in your show who have become, starting with Bruce Cromer, who I can't wait to see Bruce playing a drag queen. I've seen Bruce play so many roles, but I don't believe I've ever seen him play a drag queen.
I think this might be a first, although he did say, why didn't you kiss me years ago when I would have looked better in the dress? But we think he's beautiful. And honestly, I read the play, and I remembered a co-production, a little wonderful thing we did with the opera many years ago when they were doing the opera The Maids. And we did a reading of The Maids. And Bruce Cromer and Todd Almond appeared as the maids. It was stunning. It was a gorgeous little production. So I thought, why not have Bruce put on the high heels and take this to start us off? He was a little surprised. I think when I sent him the script originally, he thought I was going to suggest that he play the club owner. And then when I said, oh, no, by the way, do you know which role I want you to play? He went, oh, I better reread this. And, of course, he's Bruce Cromer. So he's game for it, and he'll bring a lot of joy and creativity.
And this role, as I understand it, is a, I don't want to say it's a serious role, but he plays a character who sort of mentors Casey in this.
He does. And
so it has dimension to it beyond being just something fun to watch.
Absolutely. This is about somebody who knows himself very well and knows the persona that he creates on stage versus who he is in his personal life. And he's able to bring that connective tissue to Casey, who's just figuring that out. And what better person to have on a Cincinnati stage to work with young actors than Bruce Cromer?
And he's going to be working also with Michael Bath. And Michael, I know, can take serious roles and find textures to them that you wouldn't see otherwise.
That's true.
And he's going to be the club owner, right?
He is the club owner, who is actually not very serious or textured in this play. But if audiences recall his magnificent performance in The Other Place and Asher Lev and Next Fall, which he was just stunning in those roles, this gives Michael a chance to just really enjoy himself as the owner of a club in Florida, which is on the outs and on the downward slope until his cousin comes and brings the drag show to town.
The cast also includes Darnell Benjamin, who's been a pretty regular with you and several other theaters here in town.
Yes, Darnell. And I have to just say that Darnell, from Detroit 67 to suddenly then Gaston and Cinderella, what a great transition. And he's working in this show on stage. He'll be back on stage for the next chapter of Cinderella, the sequel. And he'll also be helping me with a movement on Brownsville song.
Well, he's going to be a busy fellow, too. And then you have, I guess I will call her a guest actress. She's been here once before, but Margaret Ivy is playing the other role in the show. That's Casey's wife. Tell us a little bit about her.
Well, Margaret started she was an intern at the Playhouse years ago, and then came to ETC to do Good People to open our season several years ago, has since been working all around the country, doing great work, and I'm thrilled to welcome her home to play the wife of Casey. You find out some things that are happening in their life through the course of this play. But Margaret's just an absolute joy to work with, and I think we'll make this play complete.
I also understand that as part of your production team, you have someone you're referring to, perhaps this is a newly coined word, as a dragologist.
Yes, we are very proud of our dragologist. I do not know if that word has been used regionally before, but Raven, who is a wonderful, wonderful performer, in their own right, Raven is going to be our dragologist to help us understand and perform and present this world authentically. This is not a camp send up, make fun of show. This is a show about people who make their living and their profession and their art in this world. And Raven is an extraordinary performer who is going to help us with everything from wigs to makeup to how to take a quarter turn upstage in heels, I suspect. So we're thrilled. We're thrilled to have Raven's help in that. And if you ever want to see some great photos, there's all kinds of beautiful pictures of Raven's performances.
And he will be also involved with the wigs and the makeup and that sort of thing, too.
Yes, he will, along with Starfish, who is on our team. And together they will help create this. Brian Horton is making his costume design debut with ETC. And Brian comes from a long history of work in Cincinnati and around the country. Reba Sensky, who's our resident designer, is still in Opera World and cleaning up from Opera World and busy with CCM. So we're delighted to have this team in place.
The review that I read of the New York production by Charles Isherwood said that the show is full of sass and good spirits with a spritz or two of sentimentality. Do you agree with that summation?
I don't honestly always agree with his reviews, but I think that's a great summation.
I think it's pretty perfect.
He really got it.
Sounds like audiences will be having a good time.
They will have a great
with this production.
Just a great time. And that's a great time whether you are a fan of Elvis, a fan of the underdog winning, a fan of the drag queen scene, or just a fan of a really good play about really good people.
Yeah. You touched on two subsequent shows that you'll be doing. Let's just quickly remind listeners of what's coming up this fall. Next is Brownsville Song, B-Side for Trey. Tell us.
Kimberly, an essential play. Essential play about the death of an 18-year-old African-American boy that's senseless, and how that is sadly in our headlines. She has written a poetic, extraordinary piece. And Darnell is going to be helping me with the movement on that. Tori Wiggins is going to be my assistant director on that. We're still putting the cast together for that. But it is a stunning, stunning play, which hit its premiere a few years ago at the Humana Festival and then went on to Lincoln Center and has had a couple regional productions. And it's an essential play for our time, for our city. And then we'll follow it with something totally different, as they say, Cinderella Ever After Ever. I mean, it's the sequel. So people love Cinderella. Adults loved Cinderella. They loved our take on it. They loved the kind of quirkiness and the little bit of sarcasm underneath it and the joy that the kids found in it. So seriously, this idea came from hearing the actors go, oh, wonder what they do next. What happens next? What if we got to do this? So went to David and Joe and Fitz and said, hey, what if you create what goes next? So for this whole year, they've been working on the sequel to What Happens After We End It. And the first few minutes of the show will be a recap. So in case you missed last year, it's like the recap of last season.
Previously.
Exactly. And I am thrilled that world premiere will be part of the season.
And it's pretty much the same cast.
It is the same cast, indeed, except for the Spider, the Toad, and the Crow, which were members of our past apprentice company. And they may reoccur. There may be new apprentices in that. but those roles are still being written, so yes. We haven't cast them until we find out the toad and the crow's future.
Well, for more information about The Legend of Georgia McBride and Ensemble Theater, follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with Ensemble Theater's Lynn Myers about her opening show. Thanks so much for coming by, Lynn.
Thank you, Rick.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.